So, how far to the grocery store? He asks. He's looking straight at me and waiting for a reply as I make my way down my driveway to the main road and struggle with the answer. Of course, I should take Leo to the Whole Foods in Peasant Landing. I've only been a few times, but it is gorgeous and shiny. It's the Leo of grocery stores. It's 15 minutes away, and we'd have to get on the highway. But it seems more his speed than where I shop. I'm having a hard time picturing him at the Stop and Save. It's closer and much cheaper, but it's pretty shabby inside and out. On the plus side, it has the self-scanners, so I can effectively get through the store without speaking to another human being. And on Fridays, it almost always has canned goods on sale. I'm at the end of my driveway, left to the Stop and Save or right to the highway. I am $7,000 richer than I was when I woke up this morning. So I could turn right if I wanted to. But I can't handle another guy forcing me to run up my credit card bill. So I turn left. I pull my station wagon into the Stop and Save parking lot and kill the engine. Do you have any idea what you're getting yourself into?
I do not. That's why I'm here.
He gives me a youthful, expectant smile. Midnight in Jakarta, I say. He looks at me, puzzled. The smile. It's the one you gave your parents, the shopkeepers, even the chief of police in Midnight in Jakarta.
That's creepy, he says.
That you recycle old movie smiles? I agree.
That you notice, he laughs, and gets out of the car.
Can you just try to fit in? I ask, gathering my shopping bags from the back seat. He's in jeans and a white T-shirt and a black leather jacket that probably cost what my car's worth. Maybe lose the jacket? He takes it off, and suddenly he's all shoulders and abs, and I have to look away from the excess of it. Put the jacket back on, I tell him. He wants to know what the bags are for, and I just shake my head. I scan my Stop and Save card to use the self-checkout gun, and his mind is blown.
So it just knows what you're buying?
He's turning the gun in his hands, peering into the reader as if he'll be able to see the tiny men who are making it work. Yes, from the barcodes.
What about the fruit?
I'll show you, I say. An older woman, who I don't know, is blocking the entrance to the produce section. She is a statue with her hands on her full shopping cart, mouth open. Leo says,
hello.
She says, Leo Vance.
Yes, he says.
Leo Vance, she says again, not moving an inch.
You got me.
When he's given her more than enough time to speak, he goes on.
Okay, then. We have some shopping to do. I've got the scanner.
He waves it at her and gives her a smile I can't quite name, but I've seen it before on the big screen. As always, I approach the produce section with caution. Some shit's always going down in the produce section. Women over-confiding about their marriages, odd confessions, inappropriate confrontations. Don't get me started. So when I look up and see Anita Wallingford coming my way, I'm not surprised. Leo has his back to us, auditing the banana selection. He's mumbling about how cheap bananas are, even the organic ones, as he weighs them and prints out the label. Anita starts right in.
Hey, Nora, how are you doing?
Pouty face.
I heard about you and Ben. Just awful.
I nod in agreement, hoping we can move on.
I can't believe you didn't call me. I mean, I had to hear it from someone else, and I just felt so hurt.
This is a stunner, even coming from Anita, even in the produce section. I can only repeat the words that have registered. You're hurt because Ben left me?
You should have called me. I mean, I thought we were...
I feel a hand on my shoulder. Leo has turned around to meet her gaze.
She's been super busy. I'm Leo.
He extends his hand with what I assume is a smolder. I want to see it since he's never smoldered me, except I can't take my eyes off wretched Anita Wallingford.
She looks at him, and then at me, and then at him again. The tiny microcomputer behind her eyes is overheating. She might short circuit. For a brief moment, I love the produce section. Good to see you, I say, grabbing Leo's arm and walking toward the deli. What's wrong with that woman? And who's Ben? Ben's Trevor, and I don't talk about him in the supermarket. So it's a true story, he asks. You're Ruth. It's mostly true, and I'm mostly Ruth. Badass, Leo says, nodding his approval.